Good morning, this is Alicia and Izzy with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Lord Mayor's Christmas Carols are back for another year, with Australian talent set to create an unmissable event on Sunday, December 7th at River Stage. With free entry, audiences are able to enjoy a range of spectacular live performances under the stars from Queensland Ballet, Jess Hitchcock and Luke Kennedy, to name a few. The event opens at 4:30, with the pre-entertainment and food trucks bringing fun-filled activities to families before settling in to watch the Lord Mayor's Christmas Carols stream at 7 p.m.
A Redlands community startup has been recognised by the Queensland Council of Social Services and was awarded the Community Impact Award for their efforts. The organisation is called Traction for Young People and provides an alternative method of learning where they are offered with more practical programs where they can complete their own meaningful projects, such as building their own bikes. The organisation was founded by Sandy Murdoch in Capalabar 2015, who stated that the initiative gives the opportunity for young people to be heard and that the recognition is very encouraging to her team that work really hard to provide the resources.
In national news, a wool processing plant is run entirely from renewable energy, and it's being hailed as a foundational stepping stone for future wool processing in Australia. Australia produces around 300 million kilograms of wool each year, with more than 90% of wool sent to China to be cleaned. The Blacker Wool Scale project would see 14 million kilograms of wool cleaned per year and would revive the wool industry in Australia for the first time since the 1990s.
Australia and its international Five Eyes intelligence sharing network has issued a joint warning of an unprecedented increase in youth radicalisation. The Australian Security Intelligence Organisation's Director General, Mike Burgess, identified that approximately 20% of his agency priority counterterrorism cases now involve young people. The Five Eyes agencies have called for a whole-of-society response to alleviate the issue of youth radicalisation.
In international news, women in China have called attention to the question of gender inequality after discovering that major brands have been manufacturing menstrual pads shorter than the length advised on their packaging. More than 200 million people took to social media platform Weibo, claiming that the exterior of the product was 4% shorter than advertised. One major manufacturer has apologised and promised a redesign of their products in response. This controversy has encouraged women across China to voice their anger and oppression against the inequality faced and call for a broader discussion about the treatment of women in Chinese society.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au/news.
Catch Grammy Award-winning guitar masters Rodrigo y Gabriela at Q